Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the big show. Yeah,
3 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, and the radio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson alongside down at American Family Fields of Phoenix here in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. A little bit chilly Phoenix, Arizona, though, Gary. And no one's going to cry a river for us, but it's like 59, 60 degrees in here. It's a little bit chilly.
Yeah, sun's out.
But the guns are not out.
Yeah, blue skies.
Yeah, but sun's out, but no guns out.
It's got to be warmer here than it is by those guys.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, no, we're definitely warmer.
Yeah, we're good.
Than the guys out playing today, as it's the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim going up against your Milwaukee Brewers today.
Where they're saying right now is 61 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, I feel a little bit.
But it's always cool up here in this press box. That's why you can never tell what it is down there.
Yeah, no doubt. Freddie Peralta, excuse me. I can't believe I just said that. It is Freddie Peralta taking the mound for the Milwaukee Brewers. It's Freddie Peralta.
Okay.
Mike Moustakas running out to second base. Orlando Arcia at short. Travis Shaw over at third. And Big Jesus Aguilar at first base. Now, this is a starting lineup that you could see if there maybe are a couple of injuries. As you see Corey Ray out in left field, Christian Yelich manning center, and number 16, Ben Gamel out in right. It'll be Eric Kratz behind the dish today as they start up here in Phoenix. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer back in our Hales Corner studios. And you at 414-799-1250 live at 105.7 FM, The Fan. .com when he's fresh, never frozen,
never frozen
inbox. After all the moves yesterday or 2 days ago now, Sparky, with the Green Bay Packers, Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Adrian Amos of the Chicago Bears comes over 4 years, $37 million, 14 of that in the first year. And now with the news that HaHa Clint Dix, former Packers safety, going to go and play for those Chicago Bears along with Billy Turner, they get the O-line depth, they get a safety, they get a couple of pass rushers. With those moves 2 days ago, do you think the Packers will be in the position to win the NFC North this year?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this, but yeah, I say yeah, they win the NFC North. They're my favorite to win the NFC North now, and this is even before the draft at this point. I think they just get better by the time the draft is all said and done. And then after the Packers, probably put the Bears and the Vikings battling it out there, and then, of course, the Lions in last.
Gary? You believe that with those moves that they are in position to win the NFC North?
That's a tough question, Bill.
That's why I ask it.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it's a fluid situation for the Green Bay Packers, but the only way they win it is if the Bears give it away. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. The only way they win it if the Bears Trubisky just is not what he was last year. Because one got to think that Trubisky is going to be a better player than he was last year. And if that's the case, that means he cuts down on the interceptions. He is hitting now receivers in a more consistent basis. It's still about the run game. And it's most certain they've got the best defensive player in the game today. That defensive front they have is absolutely incredible. The corners that they got are great. I don't know if the additional HaHa Clinton Dix. I mean, they may love it, but I don't, you know, whatever. But I still think the Chicago Bears are the team to beat in this division.
Yeah, HaHa Clinton Dix doesn't seem to do much for you in that sense. You're not that worried about that move for the Bears being really anything in the standpoint, it sounds like, in the last 25 minutes that we've known.
Right. I mean, you're right. I mean, they think that HaHa can come in and solidify what they're doing there. You know, and really, maybe HaHa gets a resurgence and play the year like he played when he went to the Pro Bowl.
Sure.
And understand that this is because if you really think about all the free agents at his position, he's damn near the last guy. So maybe that's some humbling pie there that he comes in with an attitude and play the way that he should be playing.
And
that's always dangerous.
And falls in line, too, with Eddie Jackson. Maybe he learned something in that sense. And as well, too, I mean, it is well documented, guys. The Bears' pass rush is much better than what any of the pass rushes that
Right. Clinton Dix had to deal with or got to play with, I should say, in Green Bay. Sparky, if there is one part, though, of these moves, the biggest signifier to you that this team is ready to play at an NFC North championship level?
I just think Mike Pettin being able to get guys that he wants for his defense that fit. You know, Gutekunst just got done talking last hour, and we've got that. We can play that whenever you guys want to play it. But, yeah. I mean, he talked about going into this thing wanting an edge rusher. I mean, we're fortunate enough to get both guys we wanted. And their goal was just to get one. And I'm guessing the other goal was to get another one in the draft, and those are going to be your starting outside linebackers unless they think Fackrell can start. I guess that's possible. But to get two of those guys – and then to get a safety that I think they probably wanted all along. We know Leroy was on that Amos bandwagon from the word jump, too. And you get an offensive lineman that can come in and either start at guard or be the number one backup across the board. And Billy Butler is a possibility, too. So you add there. And like we talked about yesterday, this draft now, you're just kind of adding things at this point. I guess I'm not in the same boat as everybody else that says they need a running back or different things that I think they need. I don't think they need really all that much anymore. I'm not convinced there's as many holes left on this team as some others do.
So you're ready to rock and roll with, let's say, Brian Bulaga at right tackle?
That's who it's going to be, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's who it's going to
be.
And Billy Butler's going to be the right guard unless they draft somebody.
I'm telling you guys, my man Billy Turner, don't sleep on him in that outside zone scheme. I'm excited to see that movement of and the change in how Gary – they try to attack the run game, and the fact of a lot of the run plays the last few years under Mike McCarthy felt like they were draw design, right? Where you're waiting, you're pausing, trying to get pass rushers upfield and then exploit the hole in that sense.
Right.
I feel like more of a downhill running game and that zone concept, getting movement on the perimeter, that's going to help Aaron Jones not necessarily stay healthy for all 16 games, but I think that can preserve his body a little bit more in this scheme.
Well, yeah, I think it is. I mean, but I think you look at they want to run the football more. He said that. We don't know how that's going to get down Aaron Rodgers, right? That's really the deal, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely.
I mean, that's what we're looking at. I mean, he's talking run the football. RPOs, we don't know what's going on with that. It's all going to be a work in progress, so to speak, with Rodgers, what he wants to do, and with what LaFleur wants to do. And I think they're going to maybe have to come to Jesus, because Rodgers won't throw the football, we know that. If he thinks that he's going to come in and have a run-first attitude, I don't know if Rodgers is bought into that. And then, so that's, to me, what's the question here?
The question is, after the moves that the Packers made of the Smith brothers, Amos and Billy Turner, do you think that the Packers can win the NFC North?
Yeah, so and that's one of the reasons why I don't think so, is because of this relationship with Rodgers and LaFleur. LaFleur is talking, I want to run the football. And we've seen enough Aaron Rodgers to know what he wants to do.
He wants to sling it 45 times.
So you got that dynamic, right? And then you also have the dynamic of some new defense. But I think what's going to happen, I think Fackrell is going to be your starting outside linebacker. The one Smith guy that's from
Za'Darius Smith from the Ravens?
Yeah, he's going to be your defensive lineman. I think he's going to flip-flop. But what will be a starter? And the Smith from Washington will be your other stand-up outside linebacker.
Who are the down linemen?
Was it? Then you just got to go in from there. Obviously, it's
Daniels
gonna,
and Clark.
It's going to be Clark for sure.
Okay, really? So
at,
you're
at
you're
nose.
Not, yeah. Okay. So you could see there being more times than not possibly that Mike Daniels isn't on the football field.
Well, I don't know, but I'm just saying this game now has changed.
Sure.
I mean, so
okay.
It's going to be a rotational of defensive line.
Very sub package.
That's what you want. I mean, that's what it is. But the kid that you got from Baltimore can play multiple positions. I don't see why he will not be your starter day one, but maybe not outside linebacker, but maybe as a down lineman. I think because if he plays right, to me, he's got the biggest upside of what you want to do. The guy is really a really, really good football player, can play multiple positions for you, and if he's right, he's the guy you can use up and down the doggone line the way they want to play it.
So positionless as a defensive lineman, kind of move him all around.
Yeah.
And he can morph into whatever you need.
Right.
Kind of like Giannis is positionless to an extent.
He's more what Julius Peppers was for us that first year.
Okay. More of a psycho style where you can move him inside. He'll go up against the guard.
And then you saw all these other linebackers coming in. They got a lot of play. Then he moved, kicked down to the inside. I mean, that's what you're going to see out of him.
And, Sparky, this is all music to the ears of somebody that thinks
but
that.
But still, all this takes time. You don't just jump out the gate doing this with these guys.
Does that what we
Bears are ready to go right now.
That well, are they?
Yeah.
I mean, they got a whole new defensive coordinator, new defensive staff.
That's plug and play.
Okay. Sparky, you believe the same way with the Chicago Bears? They're ready to rock and roll right now? They're not going to skip a beat to what they were last year?
I don't know. I guess they'll probably be remotely close to the same. Hocklin and Dix being back there, I think, makes a lot of Packer fans happy, so that'll be nice for Aaron. But at the end of the day, though, I just think last year you could have said the same thing about the Bears. Well, they weren't ready to go before last year, and they were going to have to figure it out, and it was going to take some time. Well, they won the division. And I just don't see them being any different with the Green Bay Packers. New coaching staff. Teams really don't know what's coming per se. They're going to have to figure it out as the season goes on. That gives them a heads up. And then on top of it, if Rodgers plays at that MVP level, which I think he will, game over. They win the division.
414-799-1250 with the moves that the Packers made in their two pass rushers, a safety, an offensive lineman. They covered up a lot of holes, patched up a lot of holes. They got a lot of starters in that sense, hopefully four of them. Is that enough? And right now, do you believe the Green Bay Packers can win the NFC North in 2019? 414-799-1250 if you want to jump aboard here on the Wendy's Big Show. It's a throwback Thursday. Michael Jackson, Journey, Green Day nominated by Anthony Mandela and intern Mother Plucker. Sparky, I missed yours. I apologize. Who did you nominate? Who are you?
Mellencamp.
John Mellencamp.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Okay.
Is it John Cougar Mellencamp or John Mellencamp?
Whatever you want it to be.
Is he? But didn't he change his name at one point, or no? Was that a thing?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
No,
okay.
No, I know John Mellencamp.
It was John Cougar.
I like
it was
John
Cougar Mellencamp. I think at one point he did something. Because I used to have a friend named Henry Hill, and we used to call him John Cougar by daytime and John Cougar Mellencamp by night.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know if that really meant
oh, anything. So he was a little something different.
Oh, yeah.
He was a different
when
cat.
The sun
now.
Went down, yeah, when he looked Woo! Up.
Sparky, when the Bucks win, you win, correct? At Wendy's?
Yep, that's absolutely correct. And it goes all throughout the regular season. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's to get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. So if the Bucks win tomorrow night, you can take advantage of it on Saturday by buying a medium drink and getting either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Throwback Thursday on the Wendy's Big Show. Tweet hashtag big throwback at 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's all part of Master Z's Throwback Thursday. $25 gift card on the line to Master Z's as they get set for tomorrow, the opening, the grand opening of their new store in Brookfield on Blue Mound Road. Tweet us either Michael Jackson, Journey, John Mellencamp, Green Day, one of those, or one of your own to have your voice heard on the Wendy's Big Show. Hashtag big throwback at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, more next on The Fan.
Philosophers and plowmen, each must know his part to sow a new mentality closer to the heart. Yes, closer to the heart. Yeah!
Oh! Fan. Throwback Thursday brought to you by Master Z's in Waukesha. That's Rush bringing us out of the breaks right now. Gary Ellerson, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch out in Phoenix, Arizona. Spring training live.
I was told by my boy P-Dog, the John Cougar Mellencamp thing. He said first he was John Cougar, then John Cougar Mellencamp. Now he is John Mellencamp.
Okay. So like an artist formerly known as John Cougar
I don't
Mellencamp.
Know what all that means.
That's a lot of mess.
He's messing around with Cougar and he's messing around with Mellencamp. Whatever.
I feel like that's not necessarily the I don't know what I'm looking for, but I don't know if that's the right
nickname that I think you would want. Are you rebranding yourself? Is he rebranding himself, maybe?
Maybe. I mean, maybe like Bofording Bill. I don't know. Maybe something like that. Maybe he's got a cool nickname that he thinks that he really likes.
We have a big Bofording Bill.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer back in our Hales Corner studios. You have 414-799-1250. Sparky has a lot of faith in the Green Bay Packers to be able to win the 2019 NFC North Championship after the signings of Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Adrian Amos and Billy Turner 2 days ago by the Green Bay Packers. Sparky, is there another move, though, that you believe would be able to put them over the top, not just as a division title champion, but being able to be in that NFC championship window where they would be able to go out on top of that and ultimately get themselves to another Super Bowl this year for Aaron Rodgers?
I just think if you get Devin White, the inside linebacker, and are able to trot him out there in week one, I just think that really takes the defense to a whole different level if he's out there next to Blake Martinez. I think that really changes the game on the defensive side of the ball. On the offensive side of the ball, I think they're fine. I really do. I'm not all that worried about anything. Mercedes Lewis coming back, obviously that has a lot to do with the running game because Jimmy Graham can't block anybody or chooses not to, however you want to look at it. With him coming back, Tanyan, you assume he's going to get a little bit better at the tight end position. So I think you're fine there. Wide receivers, you got all the young kids. Still don't know what's going to happen with Geronimo Allison, but you've got the young kids to go along with Davante Adams. They're all going to learn the offense with Aaron Rodgers, which means they're going to work with Rodgers a lot more probably than they did last year. I just think there's a ton of positives on the offensive side of the football, and the defense is still where you're trying to get a little bit better. And I think if you can fix that inside linebacker position next to Blake Martinez with an athletic kid like that, I think that changes everything.
Yeah, because he's a three-down linebacker.
Yep. No doubt he is. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so, Devin White can play all three.
No, you don't have to. And he's a capable pass rusher.
Yep.
On top of that, so I mean, you don't have to. And so is Blake Martinez. You don't have to sub either one of those guys, and they're gonna probably sub one of them out even if they draft him. But you don't have to really sub either one of those guys out of your defense if they get him, if he's available. Then I haven't looked at any mock draft. Is he falling to 12, Steve? Are they saying he's gonna be rounded?
No, they're gonna have to go up and get him.
Right. Yes, I didn't see that. So I mean, I still right now wouldn't move up. I would still, because I still think you can get a football player at 12 that can start for you.
Oh, the other thing you
may
can
not
do.
He may not be white, but I still think there would be somebody there that can start.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But will they be a difference maker like White will be in year one? That I don't know. But,
right.
I mean, look, there's another inside linebacker out there, too, in Bush out of Michigan, that
yes.
If you trade back a few spots, that would make good sense to take him there.
I'm okay with that.
That would be another
just
guy
don't
that
do
would
the,
do it.
I don't like the Gary kid, though. Just don't do that.
Rashawn Gary, why. I'm not a fan either.
I don't know why I do, Steve, but I just don't.
Yep,
just,
I'm with you.
Is it for the reason why you don't like Ed Oliver because of the size that
Ed
you feel
Oliver,
like?
Yeah.
Like the comp that you see him being at the pro level?
And
or
see, if you look at the guys that they just signed.
The big dudes.
Right?
Even the off-the-bus guys.
Even the offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. Is he 6'6", 3-something?
315, 320. He's cut up, man. He looks good. Yeah,
I mean, somebody called into us the other day and told us about the one big cat from Kansas State.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the kind of guys they're looking at right now. I mean, they want to remake this roster.
Well, if you want to run the ball, you need road graders. They don't have road graders.
They don't. I mean, now listen, a blogger played 14 games last year. I think they got lost. And
Yes, it did. I agree.
There. I mean, he gave you 14 games. If he can give you 14 games next year, that will be solid.
It's also interesting for me when how they want to run the football, Gary. They do need some road graders, but they need finesse guys as well in that outside zone scheme to block for an Aaron Jones.
But Bill, they do. But you can get those guys. You can get their big athletic guys out there that
yes.
you can get.
I agree.
This game has changed a lot. Guys' size, the way guys play with the size that they have, has changed a lot. It's not, I mean, Josh Sitton for a guy, they were pulling him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was over 300 and some pounds. So those guys exist. They are out
well,
there.
Well, I know a 300-pounder can get out and pull, Gary. I mean, you're talking a while. I mean, very experienced in getting out and pulling and then getting run over. But there's a difference when, like Preston Smith, because you believe Preston Smith's going to be more of that outside linebacker edge guy.
Yeah.
I agree in the fact of I think they're going to be even better against the run, not necessarily against the pass. I know they're going to put a little bit more pressure on the quarterback. But against the run, they were 11th against the run last year. I think both of these moves make them a top-five team against the run, which when you're playing the Chicago Bears is going to be huge for you in this division. Also, you got to play Dalvin Cook twice.
Why does it feel like I doubt this team more than anybody else? I just really do.
But that's normal, though.
Is that normal?
I think so. If we go back and look year to year on this show,
yeah, I
think you tend to be the one that tends to bring expectations down to a different level from the fans that get excited.
I think here's
it
the
is.
Deal.
And then it's the same way. But wait, though. I mean, but it's the same way when I go to Bucks and I get excited and you're like, oh, here we go again. Just bring it down a little bit. Or Brewers, you do the same thing. Here's Sparky being fan again. Would you just settle down? Let's not get in front of ourselves. So, yeah, I mean, that's just.
I mean, I know we're not doing win totals, but I got them at 9 or 10 this year.
No way. There's no way they only win 9 games.
I can see
I got them at 9 or 10.
I'll put
but you win 10 games, you're a playoff team, right?
Yeah, give me 12 or 13.
Oh,
whoa.
No. Steve, stop. Bring it down a little bit.
Steve, okay. That's what I'm saying. Hey. There you go. Right that's what I'm saying.
Bring it down, Steve.
Hey, third place schedule, though, Stevie.
They do.
I'm telling you.
They play the AFC West.
And we got to see how the schedule lines up, too. So,
that's
right.
True.
Yep,
we haven't
true.
Seen that yet because sometimes the schedule, you know, all of a sudden you got 3 road games in a row that they got McCarthy right. with twice when he was here. Right. That can be a little bit difficult depending on if you're coming off a Monday night game into another game. I mean, it all depends.
Man, I still do feel bad, like, watching all of these moves go down and then just thinking, man, Mike McCarthy must just be sick to his stomach. Sitting there watching
in Green Bay.
Legitimate guys. Yeah, and he still sits in Green Bay. That is so tough. I mean, frankly, what it makes me want to do, guys, if I can be completely honest with you, it makes me want to go and give him a personal Beauforting Bill delivery of some Beauforting beer.
You should.
You think I should?
He's in the same house. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll find it. Beauforting Beer, premium quality beer due to its superior ingredients. I know Mike McCarthy would be happy about that. And only 100% natural barley, hops, and fresh spring water used in production. Plus, you're talking about over 250 years of family-owned brewing experience. Coach Mack would like some of that. That's right, family-owned brewing since 1764. 1764, they've been doing this in the country of Luxembourg. That's longer than the United States has been together. Since then, they've been crafting their beers to achieve the premium pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. Their lineup is the crisp Pilsner, smooth triple. That has 8% ABV, by the way. The delicious fruit ale designed to give you a full flavor and not fill you up. Guys, a little secret about Beauforting beer, unlike other imports, it's not owned by a gigantic corporation. It's not made in mass quantities. Instead, Beauforting beer is made in small batches with a family personal touch. Beauforting beer available in places like Total Wine and More, Discount Liquor, Woodman's. It's on tap as well at bars like Cafe Hollander, the Nomad, the Stilt House, Sports Club as well, or Sport Club down in Cathedral Square as well, if you're looking down in that realm. And also, my man Rob hit me up yesterday that Hilldale Liquor in Hartford has just added the full lineup of Beauforting beers. Go and grab one out there and make sure you let Beauforting Bill know by hashtag Beauforting Bill at Bill Schmidt Radio when you pick up a six pack and maybe share one with Beauforting Bill. It's Beauforting Beer, Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import. A lot more coming up here from Phoenix, Arizona. We got a conversation with Zach Davies coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. Get into some more of these new MLB rule changes. Which ones do you like? Which ones could you have went without? And also talk with Tariq Al-Bashir covering the Redskins for The Athletic. A little bit more about Preston Smith, Greg Rosenthal of NFL.com, and Gary Wolfel, our guy, comes up at 5:35. It's all straight ahead. Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's a Throwback Thursday with Rush coming out of the breaks. Thanks to good old KS, the curator, Throwback Thursday. But thank you to Master Z's in Waukesha making it all possible. $25 gift card on the line to Master Z's. It would be a great time to get it because they have a grand opening tomorrow, Friday, March 15th, at a brand new store out in Brookfield, 19233 West Blue Mound Road. In Brookfield, a brand new store opening tomorrow.
It's the old Lackey and Joy building.
Yep, the old Lackey and Joy's is exactly where it is, Sparky. And they have a pre-sale or pre-season patio furniture sale going on tomorrow. So a great time to because the weather's a little bit better back home today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 60 and the sun came out. We had some rain earlier, but now the sun's out. Nice and
how about that?
Tomorrow it drops back down to the 40s. So
okay, well it makes sense though because I had a couple of people saying if I wanted to get a couple of games of pickup in, and I was like, I mean pickup, we're already going out on the blacktop already?
Yep.
I mean, it's only March, but that's a good time to get some patio furniture in. 60 back home, Gary. That's crazy. That's nice. That's what I like to hear.
60?
60. It's almost as warm as it is out here.
By the time you guys get back here, it'll be in the 30s again.
Well, yeah, no, I'm anticipating.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, I'm anticipating a polar vortex once we get back into the area.
Polar vortex.
We're going to hear from Brian Gutekunst coming up at 4, speaking on the signings of Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Adrian Amos, and Billy Turner. Right now, though, 414-799-1250, the phone number if you want to hop aboard. MLB, Sparky, changing some rules, and a lot of these, it appears, to me at least, Sparky, are in anticipation for what's already tentatively becoming a tumultuous situation between the Players Association of Major League Baseball and the owner groups, and that comes to a head in 2021, that some of these rules that they are going to put into effect now, starting some in 2019, some in 2020, are to start making a little bit more peace with their Players Association.
Look, I don't mind making changes and trying to improve a product. I think they're trying a little too hard, though, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I think they're trying a little too hard at this point. And the one rule that everybody is talking about, that everybody's mad about, including the players' union, is this whole three-batter limit, or three batters is the least amount of guys that you can face if you're a pitcher. That's going to go into effect in 2020, not this year, which means now, if you bring a pitcher in at the end of the seventh inning to get a big out, he's got to pitch to two more batters in the top in the eighth inning and has to come back out, sit down and come back out. That is going to change, I think, roster composition next offseason as far as who's on rosters and who's not.
Yeah, and they're going to have to make a lot of conversations with their front offices and their minor league staff, Sparky, with the trade deadline. So this is one of the ones that goes into effect in 2019,
right,
guys,
yep,
is that the trade deadline, the waiver trade deadline period of August is now gone. The July 31st trade deadline will be the only deadline that you have for players to be moved from between teams, and players may still be placed and claimed on outright waivers after July 31st, but trades will no longer be permitted after that date. To me, I think it cuts down on how much trading will be done overall in baseball, primarily because, Sparky, it's a different kind of player that you see traded after July 31st.
Yeah, this is my thing. I think... And again, this is another one that the Players Association thinks is going to help them in the offseason. I don't think they're right on this one. I think they're completely missing the boat because they think this will bring more activity and promote bigger signings and more guys being signed sooner.
Sure.
Because,
yep,
you know, you can't get a certain guy, you know, if you don't give it the trade deadline through the waiver wire. I just don't agree with that philosophy at all. I think what it's going to do is it's going to hurt the game because now after July 31st, now, if you're out of it, there's no sense to care about it. Before, if you were out of it, okay, well, maybe I can still move a guy or two and get some prospects for my team. Maybe I got that. Fine. But now there's going to be literally, really no talk, no nothing in August up until September. And now, again, you're getting to that point now where you're giving more fans back to the National Football League as their preseason games start because a lot of fan bases are just going to check out. And I mean, we all know it. Anytime there's a trade deadline of any sort or a possibility of a trade, Sports Talk Radio lights up. Everybody wants to talk the possibility of trades. And you just eliminated a month of that from your sport. I don't see how that's a positive.
The Players Association, Gary, is trying to create more certainty for players by this move. And I do agree with Sparky in the sense of I don't know exactly how much it's going to help in the sense of sometimes these teams might now cash it in after July 31st. These guys were still looking at saying, hey, man, you know, my contract is movable. I might still be going to a contender here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I know, and that's the whole thing about it. But, you know, every time their rules changes and they try to make the game better, and sometimes you have to get used to it, and sometimes it's for the best. I mean, you just don't know how it's going to shake out. How's it be? I mean, I'm sitting here and I'm watching this doggone clock, you know, out here in center field, you know what I mean?
2 minute, yeah.
Right, that was one of them, right? And that was for the better. I mean, the players didn't like it, okay, because they didn't want to be rushed.
Yep.
But that was for the betterment of the game. You just, I hate change in games. I mean, I like – I'm old school guy. I understand trying to tweak it, trying to make the game better, and you really got to do that. But for me, I hate change in any games.
The inning breaks is now going to be uniform. It's going to be 2 minutes in local games. It was 2:25 on the breaks in between innings for national games. That's back down to 2 minutes, clean cut. Commissioner's office retains the rights to further reduce the breaks to 1:55 in local and national games starting in 2020. Also, mound visits, the maximum number of mound visits per team reduced from 6 to 5 per game. MLB first started that before last year, limiting the amount of mound visits you can have. But, Sparky, before we get into some of these all-star game conversations, that one for me is interesting in the standpoint of when do you start making these moves and when do you start with mound visits? Because you do have to caution yourself on how many times you're going to go out and check on a guy, primarily for strategic reasons.
Yeah, but don't remember, they're also implementing some rule ideas that they have in the Atlantic Independent League. And yep, one of the rules in that league that's going to go into play this year is no mound visits, none. You can only go out there if a guy is hurt or to pull a guy. And I think that is the eventual end game of where Major League Baseball wants to go. Because, again, they are hell-bent on getting this game, I think, to under 2.5 hours. I think, in the grand scheme of things, that's where they want it. They want it to where, you know, if a game starts at 7, it's done by 9:30. They want it closer to an NBA-style game, where right, the NBA is, yep, you know, 2 hours, 20 minutes, 2 hours, 15 minutes, somewhere in that area. So I think that's where they want to get it to, is 2.5 hours, without having to reduce the innings played or doing any crazy stuff. So they're trying to figure out a way to do that. But again, okay, so let's say you reduce it a half hour. Somehow, some way, you change everything. How many more people does that bring to the television set?
Exactly.
I'm just not convinced that it does a big enough dent in the ratings, or puts a big enough dent into the ratings to where it's going to be some huge spike that it's worth doing all this stuff for.
And one of the toughest parts for me, Gary, is I don't think that and millennials get blamed for this. It's how are we keeping the millennials off their phones? How are we keeping these kids off of their phones while we're watching a baseball game?
Right.
Well, because I'm sitting here watching the game right now and 8 dudes aren't moving. It's not necessarily that there's that the games are too long, I think, Sparky and Gary. What I think it more is it's a lack of action having the ball in play, having guys taking the ball to the opposite field, base runners. Base runners are fun.
Yeah.
Now there's a guy on first base. Now I'm interested. Now he might steal. They're going to pick off every once in a while. Can Freddie keep him on base? Does Kratz behind the dish know where he's at? Like, once there's guys on base, the game is fun. And instead, I feel like sometimes they're worrying too much about things that you just can't control. Baseball's a long game.
But that's how they do it. I mean, that's how you overthink the game, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
a good point.
We're trying to make the game better for everybody's viewership. People don't want to stay around very long. The attention span's not where it used to be. And then you end up screwing up so many things. But, I mean, what do you do? I mean, what do you do about
right,
it?
There's
going to happen.
There's really nothing that we can do about it. They're also making changes to Sparky, how many active position players you can have throw, and you have to now designate players as position players or as pitchers. You can then designate a player as a two-way player, Shohei Ohtani, your boy. A player can only qualify for this designation if he accrues at least 20 major league innings pitched and at least 20 major league games started at a position player or designated hitter role with at least 3 plate appearances in each of those games in their current format. And then the only way that you can do that, this is all coming after 2020, you can then pitch a position player if you're down 6 runs or the game has gone to 18 innings. I don't necessarily have a big issue with that one.
No, I'm fine with that one.
Yeah.
Now, the fun one here is the MLB All-Star Game. And this is where I think they're starting to make some movement towards making it a little bit more fun. Fan voting will be conducted in 2 rounds, a primary round that mirrors the All-Star voting of old, followed by, in late June or early July, an election day. So on election day, top 3 vote getters at each position in each league that were determined during the primary voting periods, they'll be voted by the fans in a set period of time to determine the All-Star Game starters. So as far as the game itself is concerned, the 10th inning and then all subsequent innings of the All-Star games, that a runner will start on second base, the old California rule. Right. A lot of guys know that from playing travel ball, that that's how they have changed extra innings in there. I like that as well. There's a guy on base, dude in scoring position right away. That's more fun. And then the home run derby, the total player prize money now goes to $2.5 million, and the winner of the home run derby getting $1 million.
That's nice.
I like that.
Yeah, you're trying
see,
to
now
get,
that's fun.
Trying to get bigger names in there into the home run derby to participate. I love the election day coverage thing. I think that's a lot of fun as well. I think you'll get a lot more people involved because now all of a sudden if you're in a smaller market and your guys don't get as many votes, but all you have to do is get them to third. Now you don't have to chase down, you know, being in a million vote deficit. You can just be in the top three and then have maybe have a chance at it that last day if you can get enough people behind you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely going to help Milwaukee Brewers. We saw what this fan base has done in those set periods of time. Zeus, Corey Hart, what was that, in 2008, Sparky, the I Heart Hart thing, and when they were trying to get him to Yankee Stadium for the All-Star game. Ricky Weeks was part of that final vote tally. I think that is definitely going to bode better for Milwaukee Brewers moving forward in the MLB All-Star game. Got to get to a quick timeout. Wendy's Big Show out here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Freddie Peralta just gave up a booming
mammoth
three-run homer to Justin Bour. Sparky, can we get an update on my Greendale Martin Luther Spartans?
Oh, it's over. They hammered Northwestern. Last time I saw, they were up by 25 or 30, something like
that. Okay. Oh, so I should have known that because you saw the Bour home run. So
right.
Max team's moving on.
Yeah, and by the way, if you want to get any more of those rule changes and so forth, go to 1057fmthefan.com. The story is up there as well. NFL news, former Eagle wide receiver Golden Tate signing with the Giants, 4 years, $37.5 million, including $23 million fully guaranteed.
How much guaranteed?
23 of the 37.5 guaranteed.
Yeah, still getting paid.
Okay,
well, he's
getting
paid. He's not going to win, but he's getting paid.
We're getting paid.
Yeah, right. Gary, good way to put it. Okay, Golden Tate.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Not going there to win. That's for damn sure.
Paid, that's like, you know, that's the walk-off before I get out of here, you know?
Some of the best gifts, I think, in the last couple of decades have come out of New York in the last 2 days after the Odell Beckham Jr. trade, with people hitting the Forrest Gump where he's just running out as OBJ just trying to get out of the Giants complex. Mm-hmm. That's a nice signing for Golden Tate. Good for
totally.
Him. Yeah, I mean, now he doesn't have to go and call John Young and drive for Young Express, but that's a great career for anybody that wants to be their own boss.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Young Express expanding in all departments, which magnifies the need to increase their independent contractor base, especially with local drivers. Now, this is the cool thing. Become a successful transporter of expedited freight, and you get to run your own business. You're going to work with Young Express. You're not going to work for Young Express. There's a big difference there. So you're kind of going to be your own CEO and control everything. They need local drivers right now. They are full-time independent contractors. Drivers stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee. Short runs, not driving 15, 16 hours straight like Nationwide guys do. Local drivers also get to sleep in your own bed each and every night. If you've got a family, that's a beautiful thing. 99% no-touch freight. That means the freight is loaded and unloaded with a forklift. Another very, very nice thing. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, and they're looking for people who have cargo vans, sprinter vans, tractor trailers, Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. If you ever thought about becoming your own boss, now is the time. It's time to join the Young Express team. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan here from Brian Gutekunst coming up at 4 o'clock. And next, a conversation with Zach Davies here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. It's Rush on a Throwback Thursday brought to you by Master Z's. $25 gift card on the line. Hashtag big throwback. No hashtag. No vote.
at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Your nomination, go with one of ours or one of your own. Michael Jackson, Journey, John Mellencamp, or Green Day. One of those or one of your own. Hashtag Big Throwback at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Draw a winner and see who we're listening to coming out of the breaks on next week's Thursday edition of the Wendy's Big Show. We'll be back in Milwaukee for that. We're out here at Brewers Spring Training 2019. Myself and Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer back in Hales Corners. Here from Brian Gutekunst coming up in about 10 minutes from right now. But right now on the Wendy's Big Show, let's hear a conversation Gary and I had with starter Zach Davies, who appears to be penciled into the rotation for manager Craig Counsell, number 27 on your Milwaukee Brewers, now on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show, American Family Fields of Phoenix with starting pitcher Zach Davies. Zach, thanks for the time, man.
Thank you for having me.
Good to see you back here. Good to see you back healthy.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be healthy. It's good to start a new year and kind of get things rolling again.
How you feel about the new digs here?
You know, it's awesome. I think everybody had a buzz, at least player-wise, coming into the clubhouse and seeing the new facility. So, you know, everything that you can ask for is here. Everything is in one place, and, you know, you enjoy coming to the ballpark, and it makes your work day that much more enjoyable.
What's the biggest difference here that you like that you didn't have last year? One thing that helps your game.
I don't know if there's any one thing about the complex. I mean, everything's newer. There's a lot more space. You have everything you need in the training room and weight room. You know, I think just being able to utilize all the analytics and all the extra things that go along with pitching, being able to use technology and use equipment. With the old facility, I think it was tough to set up. It was tough to have available right away. Now they've been able to wire everything and do everything that they need to have the information available when you need it.
Because I think if you look at most of the fans, we were here yesterday, and a lot of fans, they walk in and the field seems like it's the same. And, you know, I was telling you guys, but I think what they have done is they put most of the money into the players, and I think that's where it should be to enhance your ability to play well.
Yeah, I think with the stadium, there were small adjustments made to concessions and to the concourse itself, but a lot of it was for the players, and I know the players appreciate that, and hopefully it turns into a great product on the field as well, you know, win ball games and you know, then in a sense be for the fans.
Well, and you guys won a lot of them, 96 last year, and being a part of that, being on in that area, being with the team, all that, but obviously going through your own struggles health wise and being on the mound now this year with a fresh start, it's got to feel good.
It does. You know, I finished the year healthy, and I was happy that I was able to make it back and at least proved to myself that I can pitch in games, and my body was healthy and ready to go. And also went into the off season with the mindset of I don't have any limitations. I can do my regular program. I can and get in the weight room right away and start my throwing program when I want. So, you know, coming into camp excited to be on the mound again to win a spot back and, you know, excited to start some ball games in the season.
How does that work for you? Because you've done this, been here for a while now. So what new things then do you do that you didn't do last year?
You know,
or is it all the same?
Last year, yeah, fine tuning a lot of stuff. Last year was tough. It was a down year health wise, and so, you know, if you have small spurts of being on the DL, you can kind of look back and see what went wrong. Well, last year it was half the year, it felt like, three quarters of the year for me. So you kind of leave that as a wash and you kind of look back maybe on the 2017 season and see what was successful and what I needed to work on back then and make sure that those parts of my game are corrected and fine-tuned for this season. So for comparison's sakes, I look back on 17 a little bit more the small mechanical adjustments to make my pitches that much sharper, make a little bit more velo, working on in the offseason and now utilizing in spring training.
Gary Ellerson, Baby Tausch, talking with Zach Davies here in Phoenix, Arizona. How much have you gotten to learn from Coach Hook and Yaz, two new guys coming into a staff that, I mean, you guys are all pretty much the same from last year, but they obviously bring some new stuff to the table.
Yeah, you know, Hookie's been great. You know, a lot of guys have known him for a little while now because he's been with us in the organization for quite a while now. So a lot of guys have worked with him. But, yeah, it's coming in, too. It's, you know, just another information. And he's extremely open to share that with us. And he knows he has to, because that's the success is kind of – it correlates. You know, it pitchers and catchers are together. Mm-hmm. So he helps us out in any way that he can. He's got a lot of guys to work with, so it's tough. But when he has the time and when he's available, you know, a lot of guys talk to him and a lot of guys kind of bounce ideas off him and see what he says. So both Hooky and Yaz are there to utilize and to work with and, you know, win games.
How does it work? Because you look at your pitching staff as a whole last year. Some guys could go five innings and you kind of piece it together. And I think it had to be tough for Craig to just kind of figure out what guy was going to be on, what we're doing. How does that work with your mindset going into a game, knowing what you need to do?
You know, starters are starters. You feel like you want to go 7-8 innings every time out. You know, that's not always going to be the case, but you prepare for that. You know, the game will dictate what the pitching rotation will look like, what changes need to be made at the end of the game. And you know, you can't really do anything about that. So you can't get all upset. You can't get frustrated over it. But you're out there to do a job. And obviously, if you're pitching better in games, they're not going to take you out. So that's the goal every time, is to keep yourself in the ball game, keep the team in the ball game, and at the end of the day, come away with a W.
And one game away last year is the expectation. Everybody in Milwaukee's got the expectation, Zach, but everybody in here, it's World Series, right?
Definitely. You know, I think a lot of guys got that taste last year, a little bittersweet. You know, we made the playoffs, we made a good run, we were happy about that, but at the same time, we were one game away. And so I think that's the ultimate goal for us. I think it always will be. And you know, I think last year was just another stepping stone for us.
Zach, appreciate the time, man. Good luck, and we'll talk down in Milwaukee.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There's Zach Davies with myself and Gary Ellerson, Bill Schmidt, Baby Talish out here in Phoenix, Arizona, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer back in our Hales Corners studios. It's now a 3-3 tie with Travis Shaw stepping into the left-handed batter's box here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Christian Yelich, the reigning National League player, or MVP, excuse me, just tied it up with a two-run shot. He's got a double on the day, and all right, Tim Allen would be smiling. Sparky, you wouldn't be.
I wouldn't be because you're gone. All right. Well, Baby Talish will tell me when he comes back, I guess. Got to get to a sports flash with Anthony Mandela. And then after that, we'll hear from Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of your Green Bay Packers. He talked earlier today. We'll hear from him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.